Mishnah Masechta Chulin, that's why with Zion and Aleph, teaches us Hashoyches Musukenes. The Mishnah and the Gemara have a sugya of what is the halacha if somebody who shechs an animal that's very ill, is the animal kosher or not? And the Mishnah says the way we test it is by seeing if after the animal expires, does it do pirchus or not? And the Gemara goes on daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph actually to explain exactly how we determine that pirchus. But Taisus immediately begins with a question when the Gemara says Hashaychet Asim Sukenes. It, when the Mishnah uses the words Hashachem Sukenes, it seems to indicate that that is only a valid Shchita B'diavad. Hashachem Esham Sukenes. The Taisa says that even though the wording of the Mishnah seems to indicate that this is a valid Shchita only B'diavad, the halacha is that we're allowed to Shech the Sukenes even l'tchatchila. And the fact that the Mishnah used this type of wording, which seems to mean that it's only mutter b'di'eved, is because the Tana wanted to teach us the words atchet farches. And that's why it used the words of b'di'eved, because you have to wait for that pirches. The Lev Aryeh asks an obvious question. We're going to learn it in the Gemara, on the Aflamed Zion on the base, that Yecheskel Hanavi speaks about the fact that he never ate from an animal which was Musukenes. So it seems that Chatchila, one should not indeed eat from an animal that's Musukenes. And we'll speak about what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam indeed say about eating from Musukenes. So why doesn't Taisus indeed agree that it's only b'di'eved that one may eat from a musakenis? So the Mefarshim give many different explanations why Taisus indeed holds this pshat. One pshat is that we're dealing with a behema owned by Yisrael. And by behema owned by Yisrael, everybody agrees you're allowed to eat a musakenis. Another pshat I saw why the Mishnah uses the word hashoychet aloshin b'dievet is even if we're going to paskin that you're allowed to eat a musakenis, there's still a consideration. And there's still a consideration to how can I make a bracha? The halacha is, indeed, there's always a question. How can you make a bracha on Shechita? How do you know that the animal is indeed kosher? So I saw the Mefarshim give a number of answers. One answer is a concept that we've learned many times in our Masechta, that even if the animal turns out to be a treifa, but a treifa is better than a nevela, because a nevela is matame, tumas nevela. A treifa is not matame. So I do accomplish something with the shechita. Another pshat that I saw is that you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah shechita. One of our earliest shiurim on the Masechta is shechita mitzvah. So you're making the bracha. If it turns out to be a nevela or a treifa, that doesn't take away that you did your mitzvah. But here, where there's a real consideration that there may be a problem, indeed, you shouldn't make a bracha. And that's why the Mishnah uses the Lashon HaShoychet. Another pshat is that everybody agrees that if you have an animal which is a Mesukenes, you should l'chatchila try to sell that animal to someone who doesn't care about kashrus and avoid any questions. For as I said earlier, the Gemara on Amud Beis says that Yecheskel says, Shloi achalti basar kois kois, that I never ate meat that kois kois, we had to quickly shecht it before that, we had to quickly shecht it before we could, before it would expire, that it, and it should not be kosher. So from here we see that certainly there is an inyan that not to eat meat from animals that are a musakenis. And it's very interesting to find the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalid Halacha Yud Beis of Hilchas Macholas Asuris says, G'doyle Chachomim lo yo'ochlim behema musakenis. G'doyle Chachom didn't eat from behema musakenis. V'dovaza ein by Isser el kol aroitzel hachma al atzmoy hareza musakenis. Hareza Meshubach. The Rambam is saying that this was the minhag of Gedolei Chachamim that they didn't eat from Behema Musakenis. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Yud Zayin, Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the same words. Gedolei Chachamim lo yo'ochlim behema shemaharim v'shechtu me'zayin. The Gedolei Chachamim did not eat from animals that we quickly shecht. Today, Shloi Thomas, that they quickly shechted, that they should shechted before it dies. V'api shepirchus b'soif shechita. V'dovazeh ein by iser, says the Shulchan Aruch, this is not an iser. El kol aroitzel hachmal atzmai v'dovazeh. If somebody wants to be machmer on this, hareze m'shubach, that's what he should do. And it's interesting, if you look in the Simel Chadosha, Simen Yud, Sif Yudzayin, Sif Ches, he says that Kain Roy Linig L'Hanig L'Chol Yisrael B'Chasid Azu, it's appropriate that everybody should follow this minig, She'en Lishchot Musukenes Da'akum. The Shach wants to differentiate between the Musukenes of a Yisrael and the Musukenes of an Akum. By Yisrael, there's a consideration of Hefsid Meruba, according to the Shach. It seems that according to the Simel Chadosha, that even by Musakenes Yisrael, this is the way the Daki Tshuva in Sifkotin Memdalad Paskins, that according to the Simel Chadosha, even by Musakenes Yisrael, you should not eat from that animal. And he goes on to say, interesting, even if you have an individual who's not always machmer with every chumrah, yochel linig b'chassidus zu should be, could follow this chassidus, v'en kam mishum yura klal. In other words, what he's saying is, somebody can make the argument, this is an individual that's not makbid all chumras. All of a sudden, this chumra he's taking on, the halacha is that you can take on this chumra even if you don't take on any other chumras. Moreover, when we speak about a musakenes, it's interesting that I saw a very interesting machloikus hachroinim. What is the halacha of a musakenes that we know that can't survive? So our Sameach in Hilchas Shechita, Periches Halacha Yudzayin, says, from Al Gemara's Mashma, Zoyis Achaya Shetoichlu, Chaya Choyl, Shein Achaya Loitechoyl, as long as the animal was alive when you shechted it, and it did Periches, when it, then you're allowed to eat it. The Chalkas Yoiv, however, says that only Musakenis that could possibly be remedied is a Musakenis that one may eat. But a Musakenis that can't have a refuah is a Musakenis that one may not eat. Interesting Shaila that I saw that the Poskim discuss is what happens if somebody shechted a Musakenis that we're discussing now. Tosfos seems to take the approach that it's kosher l'chatchila. The Shach says by Behemoth Yisroel, where there's a hefsed moment, you're allowed to be makel. Only gedolei chachamim were machmer. Similar chadasha takes a much more stringent approach. Chelkas Yoyev says we have to look at what kind of Musakenis we're discussing. So now the question is, are you allowed to shecht? If you shechted a Musakenis, are you allowed to label that meat glat? It would seem that it should be dependent on the machloikas that we just discussed. But perhaps, and as we're going to discuss from Mitzvah Shem in another shurim, there's a concept of Basar Shahar Baychacham. And what does the concept of Basar Shahar Baychacham mean? The concept of Basar Shahar Baychacham means that any animal that there was a shayla on. So glat is not only a definition of how the lungs are, the status of the lungs. But glat represents that this is meat that everybody would agree that everyone may eat. Since everybody, as we're learning in our shir, it's clear that not everybody would agree that this meat may be eaten, so we can no longer label it glat.